So the Giants won. You know, it's 25-3 at this point. I don't see the Carolina coming back. But, you know, this is the Giants, of course. Anything can happen. But, you know, what a game. I'm actually going to be positive. Last week, I ripped the Giants. I ripped them big time. It's something I don't like to do. But this week, it feels good. It feels good. I mean, I don't remember the last time the Giants blew a team out. Like, legitimately, we're just like, you know what? Blew them out. Which, you know what, give them credit. They did that today. They did that. And they have a, and I'm going to give them credit. Like, I know people are going to say, well, the Miami game against Eli, that's still almost 2 years ago. It's nice for the defense to almost pitch a shutout. It's nice for me to just know, you know what, they won. It, you know, because I'm so used to it being the other way around. I'm so used to garbage time being Giant time. Not Giant time. Getting a little ahead of myself. I mean, you know, the other team's time to just do what they have to do. By the way, Sam Darnold was pulled. Let me mute this. That's very rude of me. Let me mute this. Hold on 1 second. There you go. I'm happy with the performance. Matt Rhule didn't want to come to New York. You know what? Right now, Matt Rhule. Really, just a much, 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 much as he might run for it, but it doesn't. And he did. The Giants just let him have it. Doesn't matter. Giants just pretty much say, screw it. I don't really care. Even if Carolina gets a touchdown here, I mean, whatever. Ball's in your court for an historic comeback. But I am very pleased with the way the Giants play. They didn't have any wide receivers. They lost Sterling Shepard, which I found out when I was literally sitting down to watch the game. So I'm sitting down to watch the game. It comes out that, you know, Shep can't play. Okay, well, you know, whatever. I'm thinking at this point, well, the Giants lost the game. You know, they're not trying. They're just going to concede another one. And, you know, it was 5-3. It was an ugly game. It was a very, very ugly game. That is something I'm not going to, you cannot dispute that. It's a very ugly game. No one won. You know, I thought, I just want to watch this play. Like, of course, you're not going to call pass interference, dude. Anyway, very ugly game. The Giants got a safety to start the game off. They couldn't score in the red zone to start the game. And, you know, Graham Gano hits a long field goal. 5-3. They go into halftime. They look awful coming out of halftime. Not the defense. The defense made a great interception in the red zone, which in my opinion, now looking back, will be the turning point of the game. And one thing leads to another, and the Giants have a dub. There's nothing else to say other than much needed, much deserved. Oh, and that's a bad throw by Carolina. Daniel Jones made a great catch today. Really nice catch. And, you know, I want to describe this play because I'm not a football guy. He takes the snap. He throws it to one of his wide receivers. I forget. It was Colin Johnson, the third. He throws it. Johnson throws it. And Daniel Jones makes a leaping catch, juggles the ball, takes the hit, and was somehow able to hold on. Here's another third down. This is garbage time. Is that incomplete? No. So we're down to 2:55 in the game. Might as well get a head start on my post-game reaction. And that looks like it's incomplete. I don't think Joe Judge is going to challenge, but it looks like the ball came out. Oh, no. They overturned it. So we don't even have to go to in completing. Okay, fourth down here. This is the game right here. Carolina blows it. Really, they blew it. This was their game to win. The draft expert did tell me that, you know, Carolina's not very good, as he just sacked by Ojulari, who they picked up off a team practice squad. And that'll wrap it up. So, good game by the defense today. I'm going to give them a lot of credit. The offense was not helping them out today until the end of the third quarter. Really good game by them. I ripped them last week. I think every Giant fan was ripping them last week. So, really good game. It's off to Kansas City. And you know what? Patrick Mahomes is hurt. That is true. That's not even a lot. Patrick Mahomes is hurt. So, of course, it is a Monday night game, which I hate Monday night games. Don't even get me freaking started. I hate Monday night games with a passion. I hate them with a passion. Like, I am legitimately the guy that just, you know, I do not like Monday night games. I just do not. And they're going to let the clock run here. They'll probably get the ball back. But I do not like Monday night. But anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, you have an injured Patrick Mahomes. Maybe if the Giants, I don't know what the Giants are going to do at the trade deadline. Because they're 2-5, which is basically where you expected them to be. Would you like them to be 3-5? Of course. But they're 2-5. There's no real good I could say, really, other than, you know, they're not where they need to be, as Penny gets a nice run there. What's that, like 4 yards? Maybe 5 yards? Probably 3. Down to a minute 59. But if they be, let's say Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, as this is all Giants today, what do you say at that point? Do you think that the Giants, if they win, they're 3-5? The wild card's always an option. If they lose, again, the season is delayed from officially being over by a week. I mean, that's pretty much what I have to say as the they just put, oh my goodness, 47-13 Patriots. Oh my goodness, that is bad. That is bad. That is just, oh my goodness. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, you'd like to be this be your third win. It's not. You can't go back and change it. You've beaten two teams that you weren't supposed to beat. Carolina's not good. They pulled Sam Darnold. So, I mean, there you go right there. So, I don't know what to think about the Giants. I think I might title this podcast, Are the Giants Back Again? Because, listen, they had no wide receivers. Tony was out. Shep was out. Slayton was in. What's his name? Kenny Galladay. I mean, this is bad. Like that's a bad offense. But Daniel Jones, give him credit, put together a very nice game today. He took a lot of hits. The offensive line was bad. Like, this offensive line is disgusting. It's like the worst offensive line in the league. They were still able to put 25 points up. They're still struggling in the red zone. Their one red zone touchdown was reviewed for a very long time, and it could have been overturned. I think because it was called a touchdown in the field, it wasn't overturned. So, again, it is what it is. Carolina they're bad. They're bad. They have no quarterback. The Jets may have won the Sam Darnold. They did win the Sam Darnold trade. Unless something changes drastically. I am just so happy. They're going back to MetLife. And they're showing happy Giant fans. They deserve this. They deserve this. They really do. They deserve this. Every Giant fan in the hole is Penny runs. Penny, you'll get the first down, and that it's fitting that your fullback, Elijah Penny, wins the game. As they're showing highlights of the Dolphins game, big. Oh, my goodness. This is bad. Atlanta is just a bad team. Their offense isn't even bad, too. It's just their, as the defense is giving handshakes, well-deserved by the defense. They earned this. A lot of Giant, they could take a curtain call today. Again, this doesn't excuse how they've been playing. It does not. if Daniel Jones doesn't make a leaping catch in the air, this game is completely different. I'm 100% committed as there's the kneel down. I'm happy. Let the clock run. The New York Giants get their first win at home of the season. First win at home in front of fans in nearly two years. This is a big deal. Matt Rhule, who talked all the trash about the Giants, who was disrespectful by going for it on his own 35, fourth and one. Everyone can celebrate. That's it. That's your ball game. The New York Giants win it. All hugs. Sam Darnold benched. The last win, the Giants won by 22 points. 12-30-12. So nearly 10 years. The Mets will not get Billy Beane. Speaking of that, because I might as well just talk about how the Mets' ineptitude, as Sam Darnold will hug his former teammate Leonard Williams, who was getting to him a lot today. Bad, bad day for Carolina. Good day for the Giants. Great day for the Giants. We love it. You love to see it. I am so, as I will flip over to the Dolphins game. I hate to do the thing, the frog thing. That's not me, by the way. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful win by the New York Football Giants. That'll do it for, as the Patriots, killing the Jets. I don't want to watch that. That garbage. That is, at least for 1 week, the Giants won't have the worst winning percentage in the NFL. Like, we you know, the Jets. And they won't, they could be tied for third. Yeah, they can. They could be tied for second because Philly loses. Nah, they won't. They won't because Washington has to win over them. But we have a shot not to be in fourth, which is nice. All right. Let's go. Let's go, Giants. The Mets not getting Billy Beane doesn't surprise me as we just shift gears here. And then I'm going to wrap this thing up. I don't know where the Mets go from here. I've heard rumors on the internet. I've read that he didn't want to take over because Sandy Alderson's there. If I'm Steve Cohen, fire Sandy Alderson. There's no point in keeping him. Just fire him. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. But, you know, why ruin my mood? I'm in such a good mood. The Mets will get a president of baseball operations. They're getting a new manager. That's the most important thing, getting an old school manager. We'll talk about the Mets in a minute. There's a flag on the play. I want to watch the Dolphin-Falcon game. I will be next week, Justin Penick's back. At least I think he is. We have to talk some things over. I think that's it. I don't really know what else to say. I mean, good win on the Giants again. We love it. You love to see it. Not you hate to see it. You love to see it. Big game next week against the Chiefs. The season is not over for at least another week. Let's go Big Blue, and hopefully the Mets can just get their shit together. Let's go Big Blue.